Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean, how would you describe the origin of your appreciation and love for college basketball?
Define origin.
The beginnings. How did it evolve over time?
I think growing up in Kentucky, you don't really have a choice. It's kind of like a cult. You're either, you know, you either pick Louisville or you pick Kentucky, and then you just, you know, you hate the other. And it's just, if you're not, like, if, you know, I remember, like, if you talk to somebody, like, when you're getting older, like in high school, and you're like, well, who, you know, who are you, Louisville or Kentucky? And they say neither. Then they're kind of weird, and you just stay away from them. So it just kind of happens, I guess. So you have no choice. And then that obviously gets ingrained to you, so then you just kind of become a fan of the college basketball in its entirety because you need to know what's going on and keep up with the other teams that are going on. So
Louisville's obviously had a lot of really good players, especially during your lifetime. Do you have an all-time favorite Louisville Cardinal basketball player?
Well, it was Ware for breaking his leg and then winning us the national championship, but then they took the national championship down, so.
Didn't count, huh? Kevin Ware, that happened here in the Metroplex at the American Airlines Center, or excuse me, at AT&T Stadium.
So did he really break his leg?
It's a great question.
Because if they stripped all that away, I mean.
I'm sure if you ask him, he would tell you that he absolutely broke his leg. Is there someone from, like, the early 2000s or the 90s that just kind of
Actually I was a huge DeJuan Wheat fan, little point guard in the 90s. Had a really good career for Louisville. Was a, you know, like a four-year guy, you know, before, you know, there was all these one and dones and guys leaving after one or two years. It was more easy, I think, to have players you liked because you saw somebody for three or four seasons and you got to like them and see them grow as teammates and players. So I'd say DeJuan Wheat was probably my first, like, favorite Louisville basketball player. I wanted to wear his shoes and, like, wear his number 32. So, yeah, I'd say that was probably my first one. I have a lot of them that I hate, though.
Sure you do. Is there someone, I imagine this particular player wouldn't have played for Kentucky, but you're a college basketball fan in general. Is there a guy, like, there are college basketball guys, right, guys who are stars at the college level, but then you never hear from them again.
Right.
Like, the one for me that stands out, and he had a little bit of an NBA career, but, like, as much as I don't like Duke, I think of Trajan Langdon. Like, he was when I was really young, and he was my first realization of, hey, just because you're really good at college doesn't mean you're going to be really good at the pros. Is there, like, a college basketball player who you really like, who you always remember, even though he never really had much of an NBA career?
I'd say, like, kind of along those lines would be, like, Reese Gaines.
Yeah.
Remember, like, him and D. Wade would, like, square off when we were back in the Conference USA, and Louisville and Marquette were, like, the two best teams, and those two would, like, just go head-to-head, and they'd both go off for, like, 30, and Reese Gaines was actually supposed to be, like, the better prospect of the two because he was the 6'6", like, could handle the ball. He had that length and that size for the NBA, and just for whatever reason, I think maybe caught on for a year or two as, like, a backup, but, like, never really made it. And D-Wade became a Hall of Famer, you know. But, yeah, I'd say Reese Gaines was probably that guy for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.